Okay, did some of you get my email that I sent out like an hour ago or so? A little late
Yes.
on the
Yes.
I like that assignment.
Yeah. No, I didn't see it because I've been sitting for over an hour.
Well, good for you.
Okay. But I can look at it now.
Do you have your, is it on your phone or is it, can you
yeah.
pull it
yeah.
up? Because I don't want you to yeah. have to squint into, you know, to see something on your phone because it's a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty long.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
whoa,
we'll go.
It's long. Okay.
We'll
very
go
long.
Over it. So,
yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's settle in here. Have any of you been noticing the effect of your sinuses on your grounding and energy at all? The allergies and all the pollen?
Not too bad, just really itchy eyes.
Oh.
For the most part, yeah.
Not until you just said that.
Did it make it happen, Cindy, or you put it two and two together?
I put two and two together. Yeah, I've been feeling just really off,
uh-huh.
and I think that's what's going on.
Okay. Let's take the energy down into the earth. There's a lot of crown chakra light, but it's not balanced and not getting through to the body. Scott, take it down. Andrea, what's going on with you? Have you been feeling stuff in your body lately? Anything?
I've really had like a lot of light because I started eating right. And I really felt a difference with like just not having to use pain pills.
Ooh.
And my joints. And I've been doing Zoom yoga. Our classes are Zoom now. So I've been kind of reinventing myself here. I feel different all over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
It was like, yeah, and wow, light in the time, and it was like all the emphasis behind it. It just made it all move. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Very grateful.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks.
So in the Saturday class, remember when we talked about balancing the body, the heart, and the mind and bringing them into balance so that your true self could emerge as greater than the sum of the parts?
Yeah.
How did that sit with everyone here?
For me, it's always a relief. Like when I allow the mind, it's like, okay, mind, connect down, heart, belly. It's just such a relief because I obviously often locate in the mind. So it's just having that gentle invitation allows things to drop. And I can open up.
Great. Did you each experience the result of what happens when those three bodies get balanced and how you emerge as a different person, an integrated being?
Yes, I've experienced that multiple times, especially when I can really get a high frequency going. And Saturday was just, it was just beautiful. It was a very integrated, light, smooth meditation.
So,
there was so much light there.
Sorry about that. Okay, good.
That's okay.
So have you tried it during the day to just remind yourself to just kind of balance those bodies out in the middle of everything?
I have not done that.
I have not either.
I remember what you said about a prayer time, you know, and I kind of think about lunchtime as a prayer time.
Huh.
So it helps. A mosque.
Yeah. and I definitely know when I'm working that I'm in my head a lot. So I do remind myself. I don't know how well I actually get back down into the full connection, but it is something I'm like trying to remind myself.
Let's take it as a, remember I used the idea of, you know, setting the dials, not something that takes you into full deep grounding, mm-hmm. but into a more immediate balance within yourself. Because now we're getting down to the detail of noticing the difference when we get overly emotional or overly mental, or even have pain and discomfort in our body. So can you say to yourself, let me balance these three aspects of myself out right now. Let's see what it feels like. And come back into balance in a real simple process. Because that way you begin to notice when the mental is out of whack, or the emotional is out of whack, or even the pain and discomfort of the body. So let's say your body's in pain, okay? You hurt yourself, you have arthritis or something. And when your body's in pain, that's usually yelling the most, right? It's yelling louder than the emotions, or louder than the mind. And the idea that if you bring the body, the emotions, heart, and mind back into balance, the pain in the body can be reduced in the same way that if the mental is overly active, the mental could be quieted down and come into balance. Or if the emotions are overactive and taking up more room, and see what that feels like. And it's not a deep, deep, perfect grounding type of thing, but it does rebalance you for your daily life. Were you able to do it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was able to notice a decrease in pain that was in my heel.
Uh-huh. Cindy, were you able to do it?
Yes, I was. I feel much more integrated. It's such a nice reminder of that teaching.
And so which part of each of you, let's say Scott, which was the overblown part in you?
The mind.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then, okay.
Go ahead. Yeah. What?
I was just going to say, it felt like the central tube just expanded and my mind went down.
Ah. Good. And for you, Scott, let's say for you, you know, you're always like beaming out of the third eye and the crown, like tremendous light. And that's always been considered kind of the elevated spiritual state. But the true elevated spiritual state now is when all of that is in balance and you show up as an integrated being. Mm-hmm. So we're changing the concept on you. We're moving from an old paradigm to a new paradigm.
Right. Right. When in the beginning of the class, what I found myself saying was like, you're safe. Like, come down. You're safe. I had to, like, I was trying to coax myself down from that head.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's excellent. That's a great way of self-soothing. But I want you to hear the part about the new paradigm. Because there's a patterning in all of us from the old paradigm that says that crown chakra light is the most important light. And the new paradigm is the integration and the emergence of the ascended integrated being is what we're looking for. We're not just, we're the walking and talking and life being. We're going to let that come through as a shift here, because it's something we're all fairly immersed in. Okay. So Cindy Rakow, which aspect of your being was taking up the most space?
Emotion.
Emotion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened when you brought that into?
When I brought it in, there was a soothing in my whole being. There was a soothing. It was very nice. I can actually feel my mind come, like, the dial focus in a little bit more.
And would you have noticed? Clear. Yeah, would you have noticed that the emotional part was the bit was taking over?
No.
Yeah. Okay, good. And Andrea? I feel like I'm going around in a circle. We're all sitting in a circle together, and I'm just going counterclockwise on the circle. Okay, Andrea?
Sure. I felt like my mind was always over my heart and always, well, I felt both ways too. I felt physically, I was always in that area too. So then.
No, I mean like right now, like when we did it just right now.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like it was my mind. Well, no, I got to say it was also my body too. And I opened up to my heart. And then I felt the balance of like a flow.
Okay.
A wholeness.
Good. And Cindy?
It was physical. I'd like to get up and move around and see how my pain is. But it's interesting how everybody says it feels like a flow. There's a straight, a visual, literally of not multiple tears, but just one tear coming down of like a chocolate fountain, like a smooth chocolate flowing, but it's not chocolate. I don't know how to describe it, but that's kind of what I keep seeing every time we do that.
Chocolate's good.
And that, So that's what it feels like, is it as everything smooths out. It's just like the smooth flow of this chocolate fountain. So I'll take it.
Okay, so see how we have a belief that we don't have power over whatever gets overblown.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't have a context to bring it back into. You know, when we have pain in the body, that's like what takes over. Or when we have emotional pain takes over, or the mind takes over. And we don't have a place to come back to that makes sense. And then, you know, it's amazing that if you have pain in the body and it comes back into proportion with the rest of you, that it's not screaming as much, and you have more clarity and possibility of how to manage that pain. It may not go all the way away, but it's in proportion and it's supported within the context of your whole psychic structure. And same thing with emotions. You know, the phrase is we get carried away by our feelings, right? Pain screams mm-hmm. at us. We get carried away by our feelings. And what does the mind do? It runs around like a monkey. something like that. So
Perseverates.
But it's the monkey mind. And the monkey mind yeah. is out of control, right? So all those references are about something being out of control in our being, and we feel powerless. So practicing this several times a day, just like when you began practicing grounding, you know, you would, you know, stand ground while you're standing in front of the refrigerator, in the shower, in your car. You know how I know all of you did that. You just practiced it in so many different situations, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah. So this would be the next thing to practice like that. It's not something that you need to sit down and do for a half hour. It's one of those things that you want to do for 10 seconds, 20 times a day. Like in the situations where you notice yourself getting carried away, screaming pain, monkey mind, and say to yourself, huh, there's that monkey mind again. I know what to do with that. Or my emotions are carrying me away. I don't have to be powerless. I can bring them back into perspective, into my system. And screaming pain. Screaming pain could be screaming pain, yes. And it doesn't have to scream so loudly. I can get my composure back. Most of the time, you know, I mean, every one of these things has extreme moments where you're not going to be able to do it. But you don't have to feel out of control. Like something is running away with you instead of you having a context for it. And then when it does come to like a complete experience where really everything comes into balance and flow, then that truer part of you emerges and comes forward in life. So usually if we do a yoga practice or a breathing practice, you know, something like that will help bring everything into harmony like this. But when you don't have the luxury of having that time, if you practice this, it'll rebalance you pretty quickly. The spiritual train is moving really fast now. Okay, very good. Have you been listening to the podcasts?
Yes. I called Jackie, talked to her about her properties. We had a really great conversation about that. I want to go out there and see hers.
Nice. Is anyone
and
else?
They're really...
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, they're just such like real role models. It's such a nice thing. And I remember Elizabeth from that retreat we had in Shasta.
Uh-huh.
That was wonderful. Her books. And then she gave me those books, and I thought, my God, all this was behind her. I thought, whoa. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Has anyone else been listening?
Yeah, I've listened to 2.5 of them so far still. But they've been wonderful. Congratulations on doing that. That is amazing.
Oh, that's a lot of work, believe me. But the idea here, and I mentioned it before, is this is to give you guys the courage to do what you're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I mean, these are all people who've done the same thing that you're trying to do now. Each one moved from some kind of traditional position in their life, their relationship, their career, their place in life, and followed their soul path. Are you getting that from this? I mean, do you get that from the interviews?
Yeah, listening to their stories, it's very inspirational. Just how authentic, that they follow their authenticity and that brought them to where they are.
A hummingbird just bumped into my window. Okay. it's just bouncing all over the place in front of this window. It's zigzagging all over the place.
She's telling you to feed her.
Oh, the
someone has to fill up the feeder.
No, the feeder's there. It's filled.
Oh.
Oh, there's Take... five. There's five hummingbird feeders here. Now he's eating.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
No, that was more than feeding. That was some vibrational
letting you know.
Communication.
Yeah.
Let's
well, he likes the podcast.
No. Don't go simple on this. This is, he was going zigzag, zigzag, zigzag in front of this window so that there was a frequency coming through on that.
Wow.
And we're not projecting into human words. That was a vibrational experience. Okay. So let's see. Cindy Rakow, have you listened to any of them?
I unfortunately have not done that, and I need to. And I can really hear what you have put together. I think it's amazing. I will make time this week to do that.
Okay.
Cindy Chicken Dance.
Yes.
Yes, I have listened. I've listened to the first one. I haven't. I'm taking another class at the same time, and there's about 13 podcasts in that one, and I'm trying to catch up along the way. And I do want to, there's so many of your podcasts I want to listen to, so I will.
Okay.
I'm going to.
What class are you taking?
Know Your Worth.
Ah.
By Lee Harris, because it's, you know, it's about getting comfortable with asking for money for what you feel you're worth. And I'm combining that with what you have taught us. And so as I move into this phase of my life and starting a business, I want to know, okay, I want to feel that worth and that intuitively I know this is what I'll be asking for. You know,
excellent.
It's about finances because you know how money is a thing with spiritual people,
right?
So, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that might be valuable for other people too. Lee Harris, you're all familiar with Lee Harris. I've put a few references to his stuff up on the.
Yes.
Did I put it on the?
Yeah, the narcissist video.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, he does yeah. some good work. So
I do want to say one thing though, Sarah, because I'm always seeing the difference, but I did hit because this I'm also working through the self-love thing. He has it's a video, but it's audio that I listened to about loving yourself and how we've come here to be love and give love and receive love and the whole thing. And so I listened to that. It's just a 15-minute video or meditation. And then I switched over to your, no. I listened to your 2020 healing meditation. And then I switched to his love meditation and your meditation was higher vibrational than that one. Now he did that in 2011. So there could have been a big, you know, energetic shift just in all those years, but I could feel the difference. I just wanted you to know.
Oh, thank
how
you.
How high vibrational, you know, our work is with you.
Thank you. Yeah. And he's on a, let's say a broader audience, you know?
Right.
So he's appealing to has to average it out a little differently than I do. But I think he's actually very good. And I think Brené Brown is very good for this shame and self-love stuff. And all of that is very helpful in this. My teaching comes through as this vibrational transmission. And then I love that each one of you kind of fills in the details with what you're led to. So I encourage that. I can't do all of it. And so it's good that you find the pieces that you need.
I do like him a lot. I like the way he transmits, the way he channels. He's very gentle, very just a soft soul. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of good material out there, and it's good. All the Greg Braden stuff and all the. The doctor with the epigenetics. What's his name? It's not coming to me.
Larry Dossey.
No, but I love Larry Dossey. If you have old Larry Dossey books, they're great.
We have some.
Totally blanked. He's always with Greg Braden. He has conversations with Greg Braden on YouTube. I'm totally blanking, so it's not coming. But there's lots of good material out there to help you, because we have to deal with our personalities. We need to hear things on different levels. You know, besides the shame, there's the whole anger thing that people have to deal with. And all of it's related to how we're evolving so fast. And we are evolving fast. I mean, when I said that every day of 2020 was going to be a new day, it's now every hour is a new day. It's that fast.
It feels about right.
It
does feel that way. Yeah.
Right. So there's no dawdling right now. So whatever comes your way to help you, go for it. I'm kind of setting the structure for the spiritual stuff and then fill it in with whatever comes your way and you're attracted to that's unique and helpful to you. Just make sure it's the people are authentic, you know, that they're not trying to hook you. That's the criteria that I use. And sometimes I see people, even like Greg Braden, everything he's been putting out lately is all hooking. It's really, I don't know who's doing his marketing and PR, but it's very hooking, trying to suck you in kind of vibe. And I don't think it's him. I think it's someone who's doing his marketing for him. Mm-hmm. And Carolyn Mace doesn't hook. She still doesn't. She hasn't. But watch out for that. So I won't even open an email. I won't even look at anything if there's a hooking vibe. And what you'll notice with a hooking vibe, it always focuses on the negative. Are you too tired? Are you too fat? Are you too whatever? It's always the negative. Yeah. That is always the hook. And the marketing strategy the people are taught these days is always to go for the negative. And that's what people will open up. And they do open it up. They actually do.
The fear. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't do that. And it's very interesting, because if you notice the last blog I put out, it was don't resist the force of the source, right?
Right.
And I questioned that with my guides about, shouldn't it be, what did I say?
Positive. more positive.
Well, right. Well, I would have said allow
trust.
Right. Trust the force of the source. And they said no. And it was not to hook, but there was something in the frequency that was meant to kind of jostle people with that frequency. But I always put things in the positive and refuse to go to that negative. And so that's something, I'm bringing it up because A, as you turn to other resources and whatever you need to help you and whatever you're attracted to, that's all great. Just notice if you're getting hooked by some kind of energy. You just want to notice the hooking energy. And I probably get 30 emails a day just because I've looked at things that are all hooking, all based on the fear. And I just watch it to notice what's, I kind of keep a finger on what's going on. And it's all fear-based. So you can get 1 million followers by doing that. And the question is, how good do you feel doing it that way? So it's good to watch that. It has a totally different frequency, okay? And Lee does it sometimes too, but it's not terrible. But I don't know who's doing Greg Braden's stuff. He must need some money after all of his divorces. He's had quite a few, I guess. But someone is doing marketing for him that really doesn't match his frequency. So watch out for that. I was going to say something else. Oh, Brené Brown. She's a trip unto herself. But she does address shame. And that's something really important as you move into becoming a coach. Because if your shame gets triggered, you don't know where you're going to spin out to. And it can get triggered in all different kinds of ways. And so getting to understand shame, becoming free from it, and you can become free from it. And there's a lot of energy right now coming through to help people become free of it. It's really part of the new paradigm to not be in shame. You can notice that with a lot of the younger people. They're brazenly have no shame. Have you seen that, Cindy? Have you seen that?
Yeah, over and over. I admire it. I think it's actually beautiful.
Right. And so that's part of the new paradigm, to be able to show up without shame. So she, you know, watching YouTube videos, if you get a chance, or listening to them in your car or in the middle of the night when you wake up or whatever like that. I always, if I wake up in the middle of the night and I just want to go back to sleep, I'll put one on and puts me right back to sleep. there's a lot of good material. And the frequency, you know, if you can catch something just by listening to a podcast or reading a book and then it moves you forward, that's great. So you want to do that. Okay. And don't worry about me. You don't have to feel like you're betraying me or doing something behind my back or anything. I want you to each find the teachings that you resonate with. I'm just going to turn on a light here because I want to see the papers that I want to read. I want you to find your own unique beings that you resonate with, and resources that you might recommend to people and things like that. So don't be afraid of that. But you are, I do have to say, okay, so after all that, I do have to say that you're in a little bit different spectrum than the rest of the world, because you're resonating to a very high frequency and probably won't go down the middle road of things. I mean, your beings are going to keep you tuning to higher and higher frequencies. So just know that that's going to be true about you all. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay. So I want to go over the assignment. And Cindy, you can just listen.
Okay.
Because I'll go over it. So the three of you got to read it, right?
Correct.
Yes.
So what we want to start doing now is, I want you to think of this as a beginning worksheet, in a way. I want you to make a light list that is specific to this training. So it can be separate from your other light lists. Okay? And so here's what I listed for the light list. And you might add other things that I don't have here, but we went these on here minimally, and there's 13 of them. So the first thing on your light list is this coach training group, okay? The second one on the list is the Enlightened Empath group. The third on the list is your family. And the fourth on the list is your health. Okay, so we're covering your basic spheres, spiritual spheres, okay? Then the fifth one is your coaching practice. Now, obviously you may not have a coaching practice yet, but we want to put light on the coaching practice to help start activating that. And so we're coming from the place of using energy and light to start animating, like an enzyme action, animating the practice that is going to be. Okay? It's kind of an embryonic stage right now. And then I want you to write a mission statement for your practice and put it on the list. And let's call it the first mission statement. You could have 100 more after this one, but we need to start out with one. So know that it's not written in stone, that it can evolve and shift and change, but you need to write one down, and it can be one sentence. Okay, and listen to your inner guidance about what that is. Don't try to think it out. And then I want you to write down a date by which you will start your coaching practice. Again, not written in stone, but you need to set a date. You need to have the mission, you need to have the date as something that actually draws you forward, that propels you by the attraction of those statements and the date. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Then I want you to, let's see. Oh, the one that's I have on, I called it Your Empath Wisdom. And I think I might have this. Hold on. Oh, so Your Empath Wisdom. What's on the back of her? Want you to write at least 10 statements about what you know about being an empath. That this is going to make up the central core of your knowledge base about empaths. Okay. And then I have the Enlightened Empath Retreat on there for you to keep light on too. Who knows what's going to happen with that. Number 10, humanity. We're going to keep humanity on the light list. And then number 11, describe your unique way of tuning into and receiving guidance. I want you to start defining as best as you can what it feels like when you receive guidance. Now, it can be a million different things. I wake up every morning from sleeping with a ton of guidance coming through. That's one of the ways that I receive guidance. It's amazing. I wake up and then boom, 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 boom. I write down what comes through. It's not expounded on, but it comes through as insights of what topics I should be doing. Okay? And then at other times, I can be deep in meditation and I'm shown something or I hear something. And that's another way I receive it. So I want you to start noticing it can be in the most mundane ways. I get all kinds of guidance from signs on the side of trucks.
I love that one. I love that.
Yeah. I really do.
Numbers on license plate.
Right.
Numbers on license plate.
Yeah.
The source right in front of you.
Right. Right. And I can be talking to someone on the phone and boom, there's a license plate right in front of me. So I want you to start really cataloging those. Okay. Number 12 was, how do you acknowledge and process shame and anger, and do you project it onto other people? And we've been working with this since the last class, I know. This is really, really important. When you work with people, especially with empaths, and everyone here being an empath, it is so easy to subtly pick up someone else's shame, anger, embarrassment, guilt, and think it's yours. You can have a client who's scheduled for 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, you could be get angry at your coworker, your husband, wife, your child, and you don't even know why you're getting angry. The session hasn't even happened yet, and you're manifesting what you're picking up from the person. And so you absolutely need a way to find your way through those emotions. And it starts with knowing your process around this. So I want you to start writing down notes about this, of how you deal with it, how you recognize it, how you clear yourself. Because it's really, really important. Now, in my sessions, as you all know, I lead everyone through a grounding meditation at the beginning. And what that does is help calm the person down, get them organized within their being. I go through it myself with them. Every time I'm guiding them, I'm guiding me. And by the time we're done, we're both clear. So I have less susceptibility to picking up whatever is going on with them. I could not do, I rarely do a session without grounding the person with me. And it's to ensure that I keep my clarity and they calm down and their energy gets organized by being grounded. They get more relaxed. And then it's very easy to see when I'm picking someone else up. But this is so subtle that you cannot stop studying this, actually, ever. And Cindy, I want to ask you, because from what happened last time, have you worked with the anger that came up, and what have you done with that?
Oh gosh, yeah. I that wasn't a choice. So the process, let's see, I haven't thought about it for a while. The first day, maybe day and a half after we met, there was a lot of shame that was coming up, but that I would sit with it and release it and come back to myself. And then mostly it was a lot of sadness, not about our time together. I can't even tell you exactly what it was, but just these pockets of sadness that I was clearing. After about a week and a half, which was exhausting for me, because I would literally just break down in tears for no outwardly apparent reasons. This is my family was very patient and loving with me, which is nice. I saw a change in me, which took me by surprise. So maybe I'd have an interaction with someone on the phone, say, and I knew in the past whatever was happening that I would start to get really frustrated, and it just wasn't there, Sarah. That response was different. So I watched that for a while, and the ante would be increased. Like there'd be a different situation that came up that maybe wasn't so mundane from the outside. And again, it wasn't there. And I would watch my interactions with people change in positive ways for me, which was really nice. So I can't help but think it was a lot of clearing. And I do feel like I have more. And I think Monday's night class has brought it up again. Because I found my emotional side coming forward and more sadness coming up the past couple days. I thought about going to counseling just to work more of this through. But I haven't gone there yet.
Okay.
And it's weird. I have to say, it's not like my family. I mean, I've talked to Josh about it. They don't see me as an angry person on the outside. I mean, it's not like I'm a rager or anything like that, but it's been very internal. So there's been a quieter landscape for me.
Well,
did I answer your question?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. But I think spiritual people tend to carry a lot of anger inside and not express it for a myriad of reasons. A, it doesn't look spiritual. We're not supposed to be angry. We're supposed to be loving. We're supposed to overlook any kind of any of the negative emotions. They're not supposed to be. You're not supposed to give them energy. Okay. And at a certain point on the spiritual path, though, those feelings are going to come up. And it's not the role of the spiritual teacher to actually do the therapy for those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the spiritual teacher also has a PhD in psychology or something, but even then, the role of the spiritual teacher is to provide the teachings and the transmission, at least from my lineages. And if the teaching can't be given because the maturity of the students is not available for receiving the teaching, then the students have to figure out how they're going to move through maturing up enough to receive the teachings. Because a spiritual teacher, and I speak for myself, will not speak the teachings if they cannot be received. It's that idea of throwing pearls before swine. So then each person has to find a way to deal with whatever their wounding history is, their abuse history, their anger, their feelings of jealousy and guilt and shame. All those things are going to come up. Now, in the way that I've been teaching and the way you've been trained, a lot of that actually gets taken care of through the grounding. That heavy energy, a lot of it gets cleansed through the grounding. But when, after a certain amount of time, you do enough grounding and it's still there, then that's the stuff that has to be dealt with. And you can do it with Brené Brown, you can do it with Lee Harris, you can do it with a therapist, you can do it with tapping, you can do it, you know what I mean? There's a million things, ways to do it, EMDR. But it has to be dealt with. And it's a Western issue, because in the old Eastern paradigm, people knew they were responsible for becoming purified enough to receive the teachings. Western people don't have that humility at all. They say, I paid for it, give it to me. And so it's a unique situation in the West. Now, sometimes I say to myself, okay, why aren't I wearing the robe, sitting on a dais, have a bunch of flowers around me, and have people kissing my feet, right? It would make so much easier.
And doing a YouTube. Really?
I'll just hug everyone and do it that way.
Right.
But that's a particular, this is a particular twist on spirituality in the Western culture that really has been just very difficult to deal with. I mean, my teacher wouldn't have put up with half the stuff, with 90% of the stuff that's gone on. And so it's been a whole learning curve for me to kind of see how to find my way through this, because I wasn't taught about how to do this. I was taught in the old paradigm of how to deliver the teachings and let them fall on fertile soil, and that's it. So I guarantee you will run into the same thing. And that's why I'm talking about it. When you're working from a very high frequency and feel a responsibility to that frequency, that's going to run into some entanglement with the Western approach to spirituality. So you'll each have your own version of an encounter with that, I'm sure. But the anger part is really, yeah, there's so much abuse in this culture. One in two women are sexually abused. Every single person's probably 98% are emotionally abused, and the lack of context for being held and connected to the earth makes this an extremely violent culture. And so at some point, everyone's got to deal with their stuff. And then when you're doing lots of meditations and stuff, there can be memories coming back and flooding you that you didn't even remember. And you have to be able to send people to get help. And there have been several people where I had to say, you know, I can't teach you anymore. You really need to go get help. And then they hate me. And you've seen that happen in our circle a few times. But it's part of this Western approach that's so interesting. But that's a reality. There's so much wounding here, so much disconnection. And grounding can do a lot to transmute that energy. And yet, if you still need help, or someone you know that you're guiding needs help, you need to have in your back pocket a couple therapists that you recommend, or you know, doctors that you recommend, and kind of have a little list of people that you feel are trustworthy to work with your clients. Okay, then I'm not done with this list. So these are the things that go on your light list, and you're going to start writing them and putting them on your light list once you start writing them. What is your process for being grounded and clear so you can be objective with yourself and others? Now, I don't want you to just say, I ground and ground with Mother Earth and Father Sun. I want you to give a description like Cindy just gave of her process of working with the anger. I want you to give a description of what happens in your body, in your emotions, in your mental, your mind. What happens? I want you to start putting it into words. Like, in my body, I feel my body unwind. I use that word all the time, unwinding. I feel a release downward of heavy energy, and I can feel it in my calf muscles. I know when I'm fully grounded, when my left temple is flowing the energy, because that's where my sister hit me in the head with a baseball bat when I was 9 years old, and that's like a structural malformation at this point in my skull. That's unique to me. That's how I know when I get clear. I want you to have those kind of landmarks, that kind of ability to describe for you uniquely what happens when you do get into a deep grounding and connection with Mother Earth and Father Sun. I want you to be able to describe it. And as you start building the descriptions, you know, you might be doing a lot of sticky notes on your light list or something, but I want you to start having all the stuff, maybe there'll be a pile of papers that you just keep putting light on daily, as often as you can. And this is going to be the way your practice goes from an embryo into being birthed. You probably don't know, you don't have an outline in your head of how all this is going to happen. You don't know what, and you may not know anything at this point. But starting out this way with the light list, it's going to grow you into your practice, collect the energy around you so that you and the world start coming together to manifest this. So don't worry about having complete answers to any of this. It's something that you're going to build, like in a journal. Okay? And then if there's things that like you start wondering about, throw them onto the class page as a comment. And just by putting it on the page, even if no one else responds to it, you're going to get some energy back from it. Because that's our pool of light right there. Okay, let's see if there's any more. That's it. You'll see it all written on the class page too, and I sent it in the email. So that's what I want you to work on this month. We just crossed the solstice. We're in a new moon. The crescent moon is when you start something to bring power to it. We're starting in the crescent moon now, which is day 3, 4, 5, and 6 of the new moon cycle. So when you're initiating a project, those are the days that you want to start it, seed it, get the energy going on it, so that the rising moon energy carries that forward. So that's how my website ended up on this cycle right now, even though it's Mercury retrograde. This website's been being worked on for a year and a half. Believe me, it's ready. But that's why it's getting launched this week. So this is the time where we're really seeding your future right now. And see what comes to you. And know that nothing is written in stone, but you have to write something down now to get things started. Okay?
Yeah, this is exactly what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This is perfect.
Great. Don't worry about anything else. Just focus on these things right now to just start writing them down. And let it grow with you over the month. Okay, so that's what you're going to be doing this month.
Okay.
And any other questions or thoughts that you want to share?
Sorry, I just had a quick.
Oh, thank Lou Heron. Oh,
sorry.
What?
Sorry.
I was just saying thanks for the.
Please go first.
It's on you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify one thing with Sarah. I had posted last month's comments directly to the page, but was it not sufficient? You sent the follow-up email this afternoon.
Oh, did you put them on the comments page? Were they directly
for
on
for the last meeting, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll just move it up to the underneath the audio. Okay.
Okay.
I got to tell you, with my web guy, he started my stuff. I don't know. You all know the website's being activated this week, right? Mm-hmm. I've said that to all of you.
Yeah.
And so even today, as he, that's a lot of, my website's very information packed. Okay. It's a lot yes. of stuff. And so it's taking days to move stuff over. And today, all of a sudden, Carla writes me and she said, because I told the Monday night class, right, download everything you need, right, mm-hmm. before this happens, because we don't know what's going to get lost. And so today, all of a sudden, the 4th week meditation and the 5th week and the 6th week meditation were all gone. They were off the page.
And so
I had to load them back on. And it seems like every time Nick is moving things over for me or changing things, we were having this happen in January when he was working on it too. And so something happens that's in the mysterious web site in the sky where these things happen. So next to fact heaven. Right. So they were all gone and I had to reload them. So all the stuff will be there eventually on the new website if it's not there immediately. And if you see things that are missing or something's not working, please let me know, because I expect that over the next month I'll be tweaking things and getting things running smoothly. And so every time you let me know something isn't working or it doesn't sound right or the word's missing or something, it's very helpful to me, because there's so much information on the site. So let me know. But yeah, if I never see another computer again for a while, that's going to be good. So, let's see. Anything else?
Just thanks for the picture of the blue heron. My God, what a beautiful shot that is.
Oh, that I just got a couple weeks ago when we went to Beartown Lakes. It was just standing there in the middle there.
Ooh. Oh, so they sweet. Are beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So we're good?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay, I can't wait to see what you come up with. And again, don't let fear paralyze you. Just write stuff down. Okay?
All right.
Perfect.
Yes. Okay. Blessings to you all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Good night.